item on the agenda, House Bill 1047, to revise certain provisions regarding leased or rented boats, to revise certain provisions regarding boat license tags, and to revise certain provisions regarding the exemptions from the excise tax on boats. Who will be the presenter on House Bill 1047? House Bill 1047?
Apologize, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Deborah Hilmer with the Division of Motor Vehicles. I hope I don't have as much trouble with this bill as I had with the last one, but hopefully I can better explain this one to you. House Bill 1047 is to revise certain provisions regarding boat leased or rented boats, to revise the provision on boat licensing, and to clarify the provisions regarding the exemption from tax on boats. Section 1, there is a need to identify boats that are placed in a lease or rental operation within a dealership. These types of transactions are determined to be a separate from the sale of a vehicle or boat, and consequently are not exempt from the requirements of taxation, titling, and licensing that are granted under their license. So what this basically will do, will take a boat dealer that is maybe in the business of renting, in the business of leasing or renting boats, and we didn't see this for a number of years, but again, with the exploitation of the waters and stuff in our state, we are seeing more of this happening. And what we're trying to do is to require the same thing of our boat dealers that we require of our vehicle dealers, and that is, if they are in the business of renting or leasing boats, then that's a separate operation from their dealership, and they have to tax, title, and license those boats, just as you or I would for the use of that water. Section 2 through 10, these are easy. Those are a repeal of sections of laws that are duplicated in 32.7b. So basically all we've done there is repeal sections that were already covered in the dealer licensing law. Section 6 defines the display and permitted use of the sold boat permit and provides for a penalty or violation of the provisions. And again, this is the same as how we deal with our vehicle dealers throughout the state. They can do the sold permit, but the sold permit is for that boat being sold. They can't use it for any other purpose. In other words, if I'm a dealer and you want to borrow a boat for a few days, I can't give you a sold permit. I can give you a demo plate if you're going to demo the boat, which is, I think, 3 to 7 days, but I can't do the sold. The sold is a 30-day license for you to be able to use the waters. Section 7 prohibits the use of dealer boat license plates on leased or rented boats, so this precludes dealers from using their 77, similar to a 77, it's called a BD plate, boat dealer plate, on boats that are in being leased or rented. This type of operation is separate from the dealer license operation, and any vehicle placed in the lease or rental is subject to the tax and is not exempt under the dealer license. So we're just trying to clean up some of that language. Section 8, basically what this has done, this was brought about by Game Fish and Parks, brought to our attention that when you read the exemption, that particular exemption in Section 8, it referred to exemptions from the provisions of this chapter. And what these exemptions are really a duplication of what we have in our motor vehicle law when you exempt for exemptions. And so it's not exempt from licensing or the numbering. It's only exempt from the tax. So we changed the reference to 32.3A50, which is the section of law that applies the 3% tax. So that's basically all that particular section is doing. Really, this is just kind of a cleanup language bill that we felt needed to be addressed to make it even level playing field, so that if somebody's in the business, if a dealer within his dealership is in the business of leasing or renting boats, he's no different than if I'm a private individual who's in the business of leasing or renting boats. So be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Deb. Question, Representative Kuhnold?
Deb, maybe this, there's a couple places in the last bill and this bill where we refer to a large boat. What's a definition of a large
it's
boat?
It's 16 feet and over.
Gee,
or motorized.
I got a large boat.
Or motorized, and those are the two qualifying factors. So.
Okay, and an outboard, excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead.
An outboard motor is considered motorized.
Mm-hmm. If you put a motor on a canoe that's over 16 feet, it's considered motorized and would have to get a motorized license.
Representative Abella?
Did you say 16 feet or longer, or motorized, or both?
Or motorized. So if it's motorized, that's where we pick up the jet skis.
So if it's 10 feet and motorized, it's a large,
right.
It's a large boat.
Right.
Thank you.
Other questions of Deb? Okay, thank you. Oh, yes, Representative Tupou.
Do I understand correctly on this excise tax that the excise tax is only to residents of the state?
That is correct. Unless the boat is being brought in here and used and not exempted from numbering or licensing requirements. In other words, if a boat is brought in from the state of Minnesota, if I'm properly licensed in the state of Minnesota and have Minnesota numbers on my boat, I'm exempted from any licensing requirements in the state of South Dakota, because if you look, it was in our previous bill where they were actually exempted. If you're a Minnesota resident and you bring a boat in here for use in South Dakota and it's not properly registered in your home state, then we would apply our tax laws.
So assuming that it's registered in another state,
there
you could potentially be charged excise tax then on the purchase of a boat if you're not a resident of South Dakota?
Are you speaking, Representative, to when you purchase it?
That's
or when you license it?
That's what the excise tax does, and is on the purchase of a boat?
Right, but you're exempted if you're taking it back to your own state to register it. So if they come over to South Dakota and buy the boat and take it back to Minnesota, the dealer would not charge them tax in South Dakota. Okay.
I have another question.
Yes, go right ahead.
I've struggled a little bit with the language on Section 7, where it's 327B11. Any new boat or used boat owned by a licensed dealer bearing dealer license plate issued pursuant to 327B10 may be operated in the state for any purpose. Then it goes on to say, however, no dealer boat license plate may be used for on any boat used for lease or rental. Well, if you can't use it for lease and rental, then it's not being able to be operated for any purpose.
And I think, Representative, that's similar language to what's in our dealer law. You can basically use a 77 plate for any purpose, but they're not allowed to be used on leased or rented boats. And so I leave that to LRC if there's a change that
needs to be. My question is, wouldn't that be clear if it stated that it could be used for any purpose other than lease or rental?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Van Norman.
I would propose using words such as except for any purpose, insert a comma and say except for, and then change the language to be any boat, let's see, no dealer boat, to a prohibition and defer to LRC. But if you struck the word however and use except for, that might work better.
Art, would you go through that one more time for us, Representative Van Norman, and are you proposing an amendment to this Section 7?
I guess I'm suggesting that as if the department views it as amenable and LRC would view that as amenable as a suggestion to this question, because it seems we should make laws that make sense and read sensibly. There's beauty in simplicity. So I would propose that as amendment if anybody wanted to, if that was acceptable to the department.
And would you restate the amendment, the proposed amendment?
It would be on line 15. It's page 3 of House Bill 1047, Mr. Chairman. At the end of line 15, where the underlined words say, for any purpose, I would strike the comma and strike the word however. and insert the word except and leave the rest the same. I think that would read more legibly and cover the purpose. That way, the essence of that would keep the same meaning, that any there'd be a prohibition for using a dealer boat license plate. You could not use that for lease or rental. That's the same purpose. I think that language makes more sense. So,
if I understand your motion, is what you're doing is simply inserting the word except?
In place of however. That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
So there would be a comma after propose, and then strike however, and insert the word except?
Yeah, after the word purpose. That's correct. For any purpose, comma, except.
Fred? Okay. A motion has been made. And seconded by Representative Tupel on line 15 of House Bill 1047. After the word purpose, delete the period and put a comma, strike the word however, and insert except. Any further discussion on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Any other discussion on House Bill 1047 as amended? Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
Other proponents of House Bill 1047? Proponents of House Bill 1047. Are there any opponents? To House Bill 1047. Opponents to House Bill 1047. Seeing none, we'll close the committee hearing to committee discussion and or action. Representative Flowers.
Mr. Chairman, I would move do pass as amended.
Motion do pass as amended. Is there a second? Representative Korsunen. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. A motion do pass on House Bill 1047 as amended. Those in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Abdullah?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Chrisley?
Aye.
Pennies?
Aye.
Questioner?
Aye.
Cologne?
Aye.
Feister?
Aye.
Jim Peterson?
Aye.
Tupel?
Aye.
Dan Norman?
Aye.
Gordon Peterson?
Aye.
Roderick?
Aye.
House Bill 1047 as amended passes 13-0. In the Representative Tupel, will you carry this, please, in the Republican caucus and on the floor? And Representative Elliott, will you carry it in your caucus, please? Thank you. And then, Deb, if you would get the appropriate remarks. Thank you.